So the training in sati, or mindfulness, is the training to bear something in mind, not to forget. So in the meditation practice, we are bearing the breath in mind. So mindfulness means that we don't forget the breath even for a moment. So the samadhi arises when we are able to sustain mindfulness and create a momentum of mindfulness. So as long as the mind is falling away from the object and getting caught in thought and memory, then we can't create sufficient momentum. Now, together with mindfulness, we need sampajanya, or clear comprehension. Now, clear comprehension is a wisdom factor. Clear comprehension is aware of whether our mindfulness is at a sufficient or appropriate level, whether we need to increase our effort or relax our effort. The sense of clear comprehension, that clear knowing within the mind, is an essential element of every stage of the meditation. So it's possible for the mind to become fixated on the object, like staring at the object, and thoughts and memories disappear from the mind, but there's a lack of clarity. Inside is dull, blurred. So that's a hindrance to samadhi. That's not samadhi, even though it's quite peaceful. So keeping that sharpness of awareness, that brightness of mind, that interest in the object, don't let it become mechanical or perfunctory. As the meditation progresses, the breath will change, become more subtle, and thus we have to adapt our mindfulness to keep abreast of the changes within the breath, within the object. If the focus on a particular spot, the tip of the nose or around the upper lip, is leading to that kind of dullness which is difficult to deal with, then expand the awareness and try to feel the breath in every part of the body, from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes. As you breathe in, try to feel the air in your lungs, feel the air, the energy spreading throughout the body. So feel how exhilarating it is for the body to be filled with oxygen. Without it, we would die. So just enjoy the sensation of the breath. Create that connection, that bond between the mind and its object. It's only when you have that connection, that interest, intense interest in the object, content with the object, then the tendency of the mind to drift away will diminish and slowly disappear. So as you meditate, notice when your mind needs more energy, just inject a little bit more energy into the posture, into the attention. When you need to relax a little bit, so that fine tweaking of the of the effort, of the attention. It's one of the meditation skills that lead to the this momentum of sati, momentum of mindfulness, which will allow the mind to become firm and stable. And joyful, and the samadhi will start to develop from that.